This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. While much of the economy is in the dumps these days, we're going to focus the next few minutes on one sector that's booming, farmland prices. Some people are even calling it a bubble, but can it last? NPR's Dan Charles has been working with our Planet Money team, and he went to Iowa to find out.
Some of you may need a little reminder of what good economic times sound like.
85 and now 6, now 7, now 80, what about 80?
He's selling land, 158 acres of prime Iowa farmland. It's happening in the community center of the town of Kolo. The room is full of farmers, plus the selling agent, Bill Vogel, from the real estate company Hertz Farm Management.
This is a fantastic piece of ground. You know, this is as good as I ever get to sell.
Vogel has been selling land for 40 years, but he's never seen prices so high. They've doubled over the past 5 or 6 years. So what is behind it? The reasons, it gradually becomes clear, are not in this room. These farmers are responding to markets and political decisions far away in Chicago, Wall Street, even Saudi Arabia. I get a clue to this when the auction's just getting started. I'm standing in the back of the room with an expert who agreed to come along and help me out, an economist at Iowa State University named Bruce Babcock. And Babcock points to some men right ahead of us. They're staring at their cell phones.
They're checking the corn price today. These guys right here.
Do you know, is it up or down?
It's down.
Later, he lays it out for me. Why corn prices drive land prices.
In the Midwest, most farmland is corn. Corn is king. And so what drives farm profitability is the amount of money you can make off growing corn.
Corn prices have gone gangbusters over the past few years. And it's not because people or chickens are suddenly eating more corn. Reason number one for the land price boom? High oil prices. Here's the connection. You can feed corn to animals, and until recently, that's where most of it went. But you can also feed it to your car in the form of ethanol.
And when gas prices go up, it suddenly becomes profitable to convert it into ethanol.
This is happening on a huge scale. This year, for the first time, more corn will go into ethanol than is fed to domestic farm animals. So Midwestern farmers are in the oil business. And with oil prices high, their land, their oil well, you might say, is really valuable. Now, it doesn't hurt that the U.S. government hands out subsidies to both corn farmers and the companies that put ethanol into gasoline. Let's call that reason number two. Babcock calculates that those subsidies have added about 10% to the price of corn. A little, but not that much. And the third reason, low interest rates. When you can't get any interest on your money in the bank, putting it into land looks a lot smarter.
9,000, now one, now two, 91, now two, 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 two.
In the Kolo Community Center, the auction has turned into a duel between two farmers, a tall guy in a plaid shirt and a short, round man in overalls.
Now nine. Now a quarter.
Overalls man shakes his head. He's out.
99 a quarter. Sold. 9,900.
$9,900 per acre. Times 158 acres, that farm just sold for $1.5 million. The seller, Deborah Ray Miller, is sitting up front. And the funny thing is, despite her windfall, she actually sounds a little sad about letting go of family land. But she needs the money for retirement, possibly to cover health care costs. And she decided now is the time to sell.
It just seemed like we had this bubble going with agricultural properties, and the prices just kept going higher, and we felt that perhaps this was a good time to consider selling it before the climate changed again.
There, she said it. Bubble. Is it a bubble? Certainly prices are high, and they could fall if, say, oil prices collapsed. But it's not quite like the real estate boom in Florida or Las Vegas. People who buy farmland have to put 30% down. Often, it's 60%. Most important, people like the man in the plaid shirt are buying farmland to farm it, not flip it. And they're earning money at it. So for now, it doesn't take irrational exuberance to buy farmland. It just takes a little optimism and an awful lot of money. Dan Charles, NPR News.